Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Rasaki Maskani. And on the panel this evening, we have Ernest McBride, have Brother Ahi, Professor Amin Ra, and Sister Linda Shorter. Our guest for this evening is Jason Lisby. He's a member of the Shield of Valor, a security company that's comprised of ex-Marines and people that was in the armed services. And they have been on a few times with us, and they've been doing good work in the community, and they're a new organization, I think, and they're having programs. So I'm real eager to hear about our topic this evening. Our topic is community awareness. So I'm going to turn it over to our guest this evening, Mr. Jason Lisby. Welcome, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Forgive my tardiness.
I have some technical issues going on. I had to jump from my phone to my computer. So it's been, just been crazy.
It's
so now
quite okay. We're here and we're rolling. So it's fine.
Yes, sir. How's everyone doing on this evening?
Okay.
I'm great.
Yeah, everything is cool.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. I'm talking about community awareness right now. One of the things that we've been talking about that really has affected, the community, the Black community as a whole, is human trafficking. So what me and my company have come up with is that why not, since we're talking about it so much, why not just bring about community awareness, have some community awareness events that will shine a little light on the subject. I know that most of our people, are slightly, I won't say ignorant, I don't like to use the word ignorant, but don't know the full extent of trafficking. So what we want to do is we want to, just bring some, like I said, shed some light on the subject in its entirety, excuse me. All right. So, and it's something that's dear to my heart because it affected my family. My daughter was not once, but twice a victim of it. So Steve and I got together when we was over there in the big sandbox. We call it Afghanistan, the big sandbox. Three times during our tour, we saw some things that we couldn't do anything about because we were in uniform. And when you're in uniform, you get in trouble for war crimes, even the death penalty. So we had to really tread lightly during that time. So now that we're out, our watch is not over. Even though we're not in uniform anymore, our watch is still on. Our head is still on the swivel. So, hey, now we can really dig deep into what we saw and just educate our community on this, because it's really hard. It's really hard to see some of these things go about and nobody is doing anything about them. People are talking about it, but they're silenced because no one is giving them a voice. No one is allowing them to speak their hurt, So this is something that we really want to put together with the Black community as a whole. All right, so if anybody have any questions on how we can go about it, floor is yours right now, and I'll answer any questions you would like.
Okay, let's start off with Mr. Ernest McBride.
What this trafficking now, they just kidnapping people, so to speak, off the street? Or
no, sir.
There's a lot of kids missing. You see these missing posters and stuff, and I suspect that a lot of them have been trafficked, maybe kidnapped or whatever.
Yes, sir. And like for instance, all right, we have a gentleman that we're working with that's from Cleveland, Ohio. And in Cleveland, Ohio alone, just in the past 2 weeks, have been 30 kids trafficked. And the city knows about it, but they're not doing really too much about this. All right, and there's one young man's name, Keyshawn Williams, that's very well known out there. They're still looking for this young man. I think it's been 2 or 3 years right now. And what traffickers do is they become so highly advanced right now, so you wouldn't really think that this person that you're standing next to will be somebody that would do something like this. And I'm sorry to say, but majority of traffickers are women.
Hmm.
Majority of traffickers are women. And I'm not saying this because, hey, this is what I heard. This is what I've seen. And then, you know, most of the victims will go to a woman because a woman is what? Motherly. They feel secure with a woman. And that just is crazy. It's crazy because, prime example, my daughter. My daughter was dealing with this guy or whatnot. I didn't even really see the signs or anything like that too much because, you know, as a dad, you wouldn't think none of this would happen to you. But there was a lady that he was, you know, in cahoots with or anything like that. And she threw a whole lot of coercion, threw a whole lot of sweet talk and all this other stuff, drew my daughter into that lifestyle. All right. To the point where they took my child to San Diego. And, you know, San Diego is not too far from the border. And had the task force out there not seen, you know, seen how young my daughter looked, I would not have my daughter to this day. We had just got out of church. Me and my wife had just got out of church. We get a call from San Diego PD. Hey, we need you guys to come get your daughter. And we're like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? We're part of a human trafficking task force. That's all I heard. I got in my car. And I, mind you, from El Segundo, California, right there by Doc Wilder Beach. Yeah. San Diego, you know that's almost 2 hours. Yeah. Daddy wasn't playing that day because I got there in 1 hour and 10 minutes because that's how fast I was driving. I kid you not.
Yeah.
And when I say I raised hell in the police department and dared them to arrest me, yeah, that's why I'm still sitting here right now. And my daughter informed them that, and my dad is an investigator for this type of stuff. And so that's why they kind of gave me a little leeway. They understand that I was angry, but they got the female, but they didn't get the guy. And I followed him. I got all the information I needed about him, and I followed him. I'm not going to say what happened, but I followed. I don't mean to laugh about it, but yeah, I followed him. And he was right there on the street we all well know too well. And that's Figueroa. So you can imagine what goes down right there too. That's a lot of trafficking going on down there. Everybody doesn't know. I don't know if you know that, but now that they say that pimping right now is considered trafficking right now. So that's why I say it starts there and then it grows because now you got people involved. DCFS is involved in this. CPS, that's why in Ohio, that young man is missing right now because of CPS. Those children are missing because of CPS. They get these babies and then they keep them off the books and sell them over into to the traffickers.
Oh, man.
They'll make it seem like they're still, you know, quote unquote, on the books, but these children are gone. So they could have a genetic makeup that was somebody. And please, this is why we really need to talk to our people. Be mindful of people taking pictures of you and your children. Because they're selling their pictures on the black market. On the dark web, they're selling their pictures right there. You have people bidding on your children. Make sure you monitor your children doing, like playing their video games or whatever. Because the traffickers are on there pretending to be kids. And if you have a wayward child that doesn't, if they don't get their way, will start talking about certain things that they're not getting at home from mommy or daddy. And then all of a sudden you see them come in the house with a new backpack or a new pair of shoes or something that you did not purchase yourself. Be mindful of that. Because that's how traffickers lure kids in. They use what's called the mule. Like the last time we had this conversation, they're using a mule, a person that's just, you know, cozy enough to the child, making them feel like they, you know, like they're their best friend in the whole world. When all actuality, they're the worst demon to ever walk this earth. So That's one of the things, you know what I'm saying? I'll rest the mic so someone else can ask a question. Did I answer your question, Mr. McBride, sir?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Sister Linda Shorter.
Oh yes, I'm listening. But my only question is, I know you say you're in California.
What yes, about,
ma'am. You? No, I'm a female. Are you spread out?
I say yes, ma'am. No, I say yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Great, okay. So I know he said you're a new startup, but do you have chapters or club of organization affiliates here in St. Florida?
As a matter of fact, I was just down there in Florida speaking with someone to get our company started out there in Florida. But we are close to Florida. We're close. We're in Georgia. All right. We do have our company in Georgia. We have our company in Texas, and we have our company. Our headquarters is in Nevada. But we're going to try to start getting some chapters of our company started in Florida and all along the Eastern Seaboard.
Okay, but all your members have to be former military?
No, ma'am. No, they don't. Everybody does not have to be former military. You can be an advocate within the community. We would rather you have you on board than someone in the military. It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody in the military.
Okay.
All right. You could be a nurse, doctor, janitor. We don't care, as long as you have a heart to stop this mess.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Well, how would a person find you? And because I'm working with an organization now called Finding the Warrior Within, and these are for former Marine, all military people who are overcoming addiction to drugs. So how would I get your information to them?
Okay, I'm putting it right here in the comments. It's Shield of Valor, shieldofvalorep.com, and you can reach us there. That's our company.
Thank you.
You can reach us there, or I'm going to give you my direct line. You can reach me.
Okay, I'm ready. I have my pen and paper.
Yes, ma'am. It's 323.
Yes.
422-1118.
Okay. And it's also, when you said Georgia, there is also one called vet22.vet.
Yes, we know. We're familiar with them.
Okay, yes. Tony Barrs is the founder of that.
Really?
Yes, he's a good friend of mine, yes.
Okay, well, we need to really sit down and talk with him big time so we can start, you know, maneuvering out there in Georgia. Georgia, I'm a Georgia boy. I'm from Georgia myself, so.
Okay, yeah, and they're located in Atlanta, so I'm going to pass on his cell phone number to Rasha Keed, and he'll give it to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot. Brother Ahi?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Just enjoy the segment.
Okay. Professor Amira?
Yeah, appreciate what's been said, if I understand correctly. First of all, welcome, my brother. I want to compliment you for the...
Thank you, brother.
You and the brothers and sisters in your organization are doing. What are the strategies because this is global,
right?
You're going to deal with it, you know, locally, I guess. What is your strategy of community awareness? What are y'all doing? Do you have a platform or a program that all of y'all follow, or literature or anything? A website or something? I mean, how do you get to community awareness?
No, that's what we wanted to start. We wanted to start community awareness. This is, I believe this is why Mr. Roschke have me on right now. We want to start community awareness. Now, our platform that we do have is our website. But what we want to do is we want to be able to speak to the community leaders that will want to speak with us, because I'm not too far from where I live. I'm not too far from Compton, and I'm not too far from the inner cities. So right now, what I'm doing is I'm partnering with most of the nonprofits, and I'm speaking with them, you know, with the mentors that they have to allow me to speak with the youth at this particular time. And then once, you know, that it starts having a little traction, then I'm going to start having community meetings. I want to speak with the community leaders here in California. Our company is headquartered out of Nevada, but we can do work here. All right. So I want to be able to start meeting with the nonprofits, you know, so to speak, for now, so that we can start letting our children know that this is what's going on. This is what's taking place. This is how you protect yourself. This is how you protect your friend or whatnot. Keep your head on the swivel, learn situational awareness, and then we can move forward from there. Once the children get that foundation, then they'll start talking to the parents. Then we can get the parents involved. Then once we get the parents involved, just like you guys are community leaders, community activists, then everybody starts coming together, and then we can start a task force, community outreach and task force to prevent this from happening. Work well with law enforcement, work with those who want to, but then we have to be careful because we don't know if any of them are a part of this. You know, so we have to, like I said, we have to tread lightly. When I first got on, we have to tread lightly when dealing with this because we don't know who's involved. So it's best that we talk to community leaders such as yourself, you know, just to get the word out. And then if you guys want, like, hey, brother, can you, or sister, can you guys come speak to, you know, this group of people about this? We'll come in. We have the last time, I believe, Mr. Roski, we had our PowerPoint on human trafficking and what to look for and the different types of trafficking. We can use that, but then we have subject matter experts that have been victims of this who are now survivors. We have some of those within our ranks right now that can tell you what actually happens. And they can give you an insight on what took place, what's going on, how they got into it, how they got out. All right. We have about two young ladies right now within our company right now that have been trafficked and they're survivors right now. And they're part of our human trafficking task force within the company. So if you would like, we can have them come and speak about I'm trying not to cry or whatever, because just thinking about one of them's her situation, it's a blessing that she's out of it. So if you would like, we can put something together and let's bring a voice to this, to the Black
community. You would want her to do a podcast with us?
If she would like to, we can have her on a podcast if you like. Yes.
Okay, we could talk about it.
Appreciate what you said, if I understand correctly. Prostitution and all different forms of trafficking, may it be drugs, may it be counterfeit clothing, may it be fruit, vegetables, exotic animals,
organs.
They have all types of forms of trafficking. Mm-hmm. You're specifically dealing with human sex trafficking, is that correct?
We're dealing with trafficking as a whole, because even organ trafficking, all right, even organ trafficking. The reason why I'm passionate about that, and I hate to say that, but my little brother, his 1 year old son, my nephew was his organs were taken without my brother and sister-in-law's permission when he went to the hospital. My nephew died, and they took his organs. And my brother is suffering in jail right now because of this, because they make this big old thing about my nephew being malnutrition and all this other stuff. And I know my brother. I know my little brother. My little brother loves his boys. Now, yeah, he has all boys. And my nephews are a handful, but he takes great care of my kid, you know, my nephews. And my brother is suffering in jail for something he couldn't possibly ever do because of the corruption that's out there within them hospitals, dealing with people's organs.
Yeah, but my, when you're starting off,
mm-hmm.
like y'all are, the community awareness and educating people and trying to save specifically young girls.
We want to save everybody, not just the young girls, but a majority of our traffic victims are young Black women, young men, young women.
understand.
Little girls and women, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that that's a major task. I thought y'all was primarily going into young people who are being victimized by women and hustlers, or just being runaways, and then get caught up in the game and they start sending them all over, because you got countries that deal with this.
Right.
This is not like a pimp on Figueroa.
It's much bigger, and that's what we're dealing with right now as well.
Yeah. Because they got immigrants that they bring over here for sex trafficking.
Right.
At the same time, you have a lot of pedophiles go after kids, and they go to other countries where it's legal, or they don't have no groups like you, and the police don't even deal with it,
Right.
13-year-old, 12-year-old girls.
You gotta even go younger than that, Mr. Ra. You gotta go younger than that. They 6 years old, man. They grooming these babies from the age of six on up.
Yeah. And that's my point. I'm trying to grasp how your organization is going to be effective if you're going after all those things. You need resources, you need money, you need what you would call personalities, professionals, that would be a part to draw attention to it.
What we do, sir, we do it from the shadows. Mm-hmm. All right. We educate and we let the community know about what's going on. But at the same time, we're the sword and shield as well.
All right.
So we're going to find these victims. We're going to find, we want to go after the traffickers ourselves. Now, unofficially, I really don't like talking about this. But unofficially, we're given a green light by someone high up in the three-letter agencies to do what we're doing, because they're limited to what they're doing. So by us being a private company, we can do things that they cannot do. We can go where they cannot go. So if there's a family that's, have an issue or something like that, being part of a task force, we can get all the information that we need, all the resources. Like you said, it does take money. It does take a lot of resources or whatnot. But we are partnering with people in Texas. We're partnering with people in Nevada, in Georgia, people in Pennsylvania that have these houses that are available to take in. And these houses are not, you will never know that these houses are housing these victims or anything like that. But this is what we are doing. We are partnering with these people so that we can have a network to where we can send either the victim here, or we do have the capabilities of protecting them while we move them to another place. Now, it's gotten really so sophisticated to where some of the traffickers are chipping their victims right now. So what we're doing right now is we're coming up with a system that will disable if the victim has said chip in them or something like that. System will find it, scramble it, and just so we can get them to somebody that's off the book. Now, I won't say off the books, but get them to the hospital that will keep it anonymous and remove it wherever it's been injected. And we've seen, we have someone who in Texas that have dealt with this. So it's becoming so sophisticated right now to where we're limited in the things to do. That's why we need the community's help right now. That's why we said community awareness, so that this can be given a voice. And we can move the way we need to move within the shadows. All right. So now are we educating, but we're also getting information. This person has this going on. This person has this going on. And then we, the investigators that we are, we can go in and investigate the situation. Now, some law enforcement agencies talk about they have a trafficking division, or they deal with vice or anything like that. But that's something that we need to really look into as far as vetting these individuals, because some of them may be a part of it.
I agree.
You know, so that's why I say we're limited. That's why we want the community involved now, not to put the community in any danger, but educate our Black community about this disease, because I call it, it's a disease, really. And honestly, if you want my honest opinion, if I came across them, the best cure for them is a box of, you know, shotgun shells. I'm Mark Grave. That's what I feel about them. But who am I to judge? Hey, bring them to justice and let the justice deal with it. That's what I feel about a trafficker right now. Mm-hmm. You taking somebody's child, you taking somebody's mom. And then that's me. I don't know if anyone reads the Bible or anything like that, but Matthew 18:6, that's my scripture right there. If any offends one of these little ones that believe on me, it'd be better that a millstone hang about his neck and he were cast in the sea and were drowned. Well, hey, show the valor is that millstone. Simple as that.
Yeah. Any more, Professor Rao?
No, because it's not only a challenge to get into that area of trying to prevent and trying to rescue kids or people that's been exploited.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerous because organized crime is involved.
I want to ask you a question, Professor.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Would you rather be a warrior in a garden or a gardener in a war?
I'm in a war. I'm already in the war. I mean, I've been in it.
Yes, sir. I know.
But what I'm trying to say is that, I've been a soldier and for years. And my point to you is that this is, and I appreciate your fight. I understand. I just want to, think a way I could suggest to you some things that may help you get some support for that endeavor. But I just know that it's not just like lost kids that got turned out. Some of them get turned out in juvenile hall. The girls tell the girls there, hey, you want to make you a $400-$500 a day, and they get out, and, many of them are runaways.
Right.
And the same thing in jail, like you said, they're working, and some of them are self-employed. They're not just having pimps. They just do it on their own because that's the way they get their money and the way they take care of their family and kids. But some of them, some are, victims of scrupulous people. There's so many tentacles in human trafficking from that standpoint. And law enforcement, they're out trying to get somebody a ticket for not having tags. When they have a detective division, it's not enough of them to really deal with the issue because it's so big.
Right.
I've worked with law enforcement, they always, their biggest thing is overtime because they scandalous themselves with regards to not hiring people. If you got a parking ticket, they won't hire you as a policeman or a sheriff or a highway patrolman. But then they'll go back south and get some cats that have been fired for police abuse and misuse this and bring them here and make them police. It's a lot going on, my brother. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot, man. This is a lot that. And y'all endeavor is great. I mean, it's very positive. But you got to get some resources, and you got to get the community interested in it. Human trafficking. Majority of people don't even pay no attention. And You know, so we got to get it. We got to get it where people are become aware, as you say, and really concerned about how it's destroying young people's lives and how it's destroying families and how it's, you know, these young ladies, they begin when they have venereal diseases, and I mean, it's just crazy.
Right.
Yeah. May I ask a question, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have you all had a chance to reach out to the Black Nurses Association? Because, you know, they're in every city, in every state.
We haven't really had a chance to really speak with anyone at the moment, Ms. Shorter. So we would like to speak with them, because we know a lot of that happens in the hospital, too. So do you know of anyone that is, associated with them?
Yes, just a president here in Florida. That's the only person I know.
Okay. Is it well? We could start from there. I don't mind at all.
And of course, if you're going to be in Atlanta, the person over the Black Nurses Association, I have her number too. I'll send that to Rasa Keith. And
okay.
Sister okay. Betty Ali is her name.
Betty Ali. Okay. I'm writing this down. While you're talking, I'm on my computer. I'm just putting this on a document right now. So writing some notes. And you said her name is Betty Ali, and this is the Black Nurses Association?
Yes, that's the one in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Okay, forgive me. I thought
you said you were going to Georgia.
Yeah. So we have one of our offices is in Georgia. So we'll be close. But I did, like I said, I was in Florida this past weekend, and I was speaking to some people about, you know, what we could start out there in Florida as far as our company. But I'm a bit sketchy about starting in Florida because there's a lot of corruption there.
Oh, yes, it is. And I'm starting from the governor.
Yes. And so that's why I'm just like, I'm praying, like, do I want to start that? Because being that my little brother's case is out there, I don't want, what am I trying to say? I don't want to bring too much light on who I am, because I don't want anybody to come after my whole family because of what taking place, because I did investigate my brother's case, but I'm not putting my name on there because I started seeing a lot of corruption. A lot of people are doing certain things that are under, you know, that is just don't sit well with my spirit. So I'm just thinking, like, if there's any way that we could partner with someone down there in Florida, that would be fine. But as far as establishing the whole company out there in Florida, I really don't know if I want to do that, Ms. Shorter.
Okay. Well, I get the number for Atlanta for you.
Okay, that'd be fine. But still give me the number for the lady that's over the organization in Florida too as well. I'm not afraid to speak to anybody. It's just I'm not a big fan of Florida right now. I'm really not.
I'm not either.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I got my ancestry class at 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for coming. All right, go ahead, Brother Ahi.
So like kidnapping for ransom, I guess, what's that, just like out of style?
No. There, you have kidnapping still. That's still going on. You have to look at those who are affluent, from an affluent Black background. They have that kidnapping for ransom or whatever, but it closely ties into trafficking as well, too. All right, so you have to be mindful of the different types of tactics that are involved, because trafficking, that's for moving someone from a different, you know, a different state, different country or whatnot. Kidnapping for ransom is just for that family. Now we're looking at the family who has the most money or whatnot. But with a company like ours, we will have to have what's called K&R insurance, which will go in place of the kidnapping and ransom. But with human trafficking, how's that? Because it's so global, we wouldn't be able to be covered in that aspect. We only will be able to cover someone who's been kidnapped. As far as trafficking is concerned, we will probably have about 72 hours to go find that individual and bring them back. It takes 72 hours, really, to go in, do the investigation, do what you have to do, backtrack, retrace, all that stuff. All right. So a lot is involved with coming in. Then you got the State Department getting involved in all of this too. And if we don't recover said victim, I'm talking about kidnapping and ransom. If we don't recover that victim within a 72-hour range or anything like that, we can incur, you know, heavy fines and possibly taking our licenses. So with trafficking, it's a little different because they're taking them out of the state. They're taking them out of the country and moving them to another country. Now you have other agencies involved. And right now, the UN, I would not deal with the UN at all because a lot of them are part of it. Even though they have a human trafficking division, I would not go to the UN for help trying to get this, you know, these victims back. Because a lot of their senior individuals are part of it. Or people that are attached to them are part of it. I hope that answers your question, sir.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, what about parents or members and family that kidnap family members and take them across state lines? Is that something that's uncommon?
That's something that's common, but you have to get the FBI involved in that because they're taking them across state lines. Now, if they haven't taken them out of the country, you're good because the FBI can get involved in this and that family member would be in trouble.
All right.
Are you dealing with a situation like that, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I have dealt with a situation like that, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay. Understood. My apologies. My apologies.
No, I mean, you know, I understand. Yeah, but it's not so uncommon.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for family members to be a part of that.
Right. Okay.
Well, Mr. Lisby, any final words for us?
No, I just thank you for having me on this evening, Mr. Rotsky. I appreciate it, sir. If ever need us to come back, hey.
Oh, we're definitely going to talk to you more, and I want to talk to you about the, you know, the young ladies that may be potential guests. So,
okay.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and representing the Shield of Valor.
Most definitely, sir. I'm glad to be a part of this, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Professor Rob, do we have anybody for Tuesday next week?
I think Columba, my son, is going to come and talk about DEI or DIE or whatever it is, diversity, inclusion, and
DEI.
Yeah, DEI.
Diversity, equity.
Equity and inclusion. And break it down. Yeah, it's not just, it's part of all aspects of public and private hiring. And how they're dealing with it in Colorado and how we need to be more aware of who really benefits from it, you know, because they say it's the white woman that benefits from it more than anybody. So we'll see.
All right.
He hasn't confirmed yet, but I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. So on next Wednesday, we have Damian McCallman, a brother from the organization Elevate Your Game. He's been on numerous times. And the topic is love, respect, and power. So that should be very interesting. So we're going to go ahead and close this evening. We're going to say each one teach one in Conscious Corner. Everybody continue to have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Later.